Jake, how would you sum up that first year plan for your hometown team?
Yeah, a bit of a whirlwind of a year, just kind of with how it all shook out to get here in the first place. I was really excited to be a Calgary Flame and proud to be a Calgary Flame when I signed. And we had a great group this year of guys, just such a good mix. It was a tough way to end the season, but it was a fun run to kind of do that with the group that we had.
You'll hear from guys who've done it over the years that, you know, playing for your hometown or playing in your hometown has some, you know, real perks and then some things that are real challenges. How did you find each of those?
Perks are obvious. You get to be at home and have one set of stuff, which is nice. No travel is easy to get here. See your family, friends, that's great. I feel very fortunate to be a part of something that I know makes such a big difference in the community. I'm a bit of a recluse when it comes to kind of social media, stuff like that, so that the stuff doesn't really affect me. I think the part that was probably the hardest for me was the start of the season. I think because it meant so much to me, I don't think I started the season personally the way I wanted to, which is disappointing to get off on the wrong foot. I do feel like I settled in kind of whatever that was, 20%, 10 games after the start of the year, and settled more into my game. But that'll be something that I'm looking forward to kind of coming in here with a bit more comfortability and get off on the right foot.
Is that just putting too much pressure on yourself to sort of make the best of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you build, I mean, I've been a Flames fan my whole life. Even when I was in the NHL, I was a Flames fan. So you build it up to be something, and you don't really see the reality of it. Not that it's disappointing. It's just different than what you think it is. And the level of comfortability that you're going to have once you kind of see it for what it is, which is great, that's going to be where you're going to be the most yourself, and I can play my best hockey.
So what, maybe for guys like Andrew Bascha and then Carter King just signed here, for how to deal with that?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough for those guys because this will be their first NHL experience. Maybe they have an advantage because they kind of get to be here before they play here. I mean, it's just about getting settled. I think for me, I was around groups of players that were on good teams before, but I come here and play with guys that I've watched a lot growing up, which is just a different feeling. And so kind of getting comfortable with that. It's the best league in the world, and we are a great team, but it's another team that I've kind of been doing this for 8 years now. So,
yeah. Maybe caught you a relatively young player. Do you feel like your best hockey is ahead, and how do you get to where you want to go?
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like I got a lot to give in this league still. I think there's a myriad of factors that kind of contribute to the production of a season. I certainly wasn't happy with how I produced this year. There's a lot more things that go into a season than just production. I think definitely my best hockey is ahead. I just feel like I'm right there. I think 1-2% faster, that's going to make a big difference in my game. And those things trickle down to, you're not just 1-2% faster. You win battles. The coach gets more trust in you. You get more opportunities. You make more plays. It kind of just all goes from there. And I feel like I've been through a lot of different situations in my career, just with the different opportunities that I've gotten. And it's been interesting, and I've learned a lot. And I just feel, yeah, I think the best hockey's definitely ahead of me. And I'm looking forward to having a good offensive season this year and showing that to everybody else.
Jake, you kind of alluded to it. What was maybe something that caught you off guard about playing in your hometown or being in this spot?
Yeah, I think it was more for me, it was just getting comfortable kind of in my own skin in a place that it's not humanized to me yet. I played here when I was 16 years old, and I walked past the Flames dressing room every day and didn't get to see inside, and I got to see those guys play at a different level. It's just different. And so I think just kind of getting to know guys as people and being more comfortable with them in the day-to-day of hockey, that's kind of like where the comfortability comes in. I don't think there was anything too crazy that kind of showed up.
How'd you get through that, or what made you more comfortable?
I mean, I think it's just time. Just time and just playing with the guys and seeing them every day. And, you know, yeah, it's a whole nother group of guys. I'm not a guy that'll go into a social situation and chat it up with everyone right off the bat. I kind of go a little slower in that regard, and that kind of built over for me through the first month or so of the season until I kind of got comfortable with everyone.
I know the season just ended like 2 days ago, so it's probably too early to be thinking about next year. But with what you're talking about the summer and making those sort of small improvements, what do you want your role to be next year?
You know, I want to make the team better. I think I can have an impact on this team in a positive way, for sure. I think there's so many things. I feel like the longer I play and the more I grow as a person, the less that I know. So I can't tell you what that's going to be. I know that I can help this team in a positive way, and if I do the right things, it's going to be what it's going to be. It's going to unfold exactly how it's supposed to, and I think that's going to be in kind of the way that I'm hoping for.
Because you kind of got closer to that in the second half of the season, because it seemed like, you know, the last 40 or so games, you sort of had a regular role. You had some chemistry with Braden Pahal. It seemed like you guys really started to figure out what you were as a pairing. Do you feel like you're closer to where you want to be in the back half?
Yep, for sure. I definitely feel like it was closer in the back half. I still think there's another step, for sure. But, yeah, I do think the back half was better.
Jake is a Calgary native. Grew up a Flames fan, played for the Hitmen, was around it because your dad was with the organization. How gut-wrenching was it for you to be tied for the final playoff spot, but to be on the outside looking in? I'm sure you dreamed of playing Stanley Cup playoff games in this building.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a weird way to go, winning a game and getting out of the playoffs. I know what the playoffs mean to this city. I've been a part of it. I would come home after my seasons when we didn't make the playoffs, and I would go to all the playoff games, and I would be a part of it. It's awesome for the city. It's really disappointing that we didn't get there. But I think that there's probably a lot of added energy in the group that's going to come in with a bit of conviction next season.
Jake, as a lifelong Flames fan, you know that a bunch of us in this room have sort of made an annual thing of who's going to be the starting goalie next year. Like, it's been a debate in this city over and over and over. In that sense, can you sort of speak to the importance of Dustin's emergence and maybe what he's shown your group this season?
Yeah, I think it's the most important position in hockey is your goalie. There's no arguing with that. There's no teams that win without their goalie being probably their best player. And I think it's probably to the surprise of less people than people think that he is so good. And we're very fortunate to have him. This team's very fortunate to have him. You don't just find guys like this in free agency maybe once every 5 years. So, I mean, I think it's great in Flames fans and should be feeling as good as they're probably feeling about him, because he's everything that they probably think he is.